This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by the publisher of Consumer Guide. Tom Appel is standing by, and we're going to take some new cars for a test drive. We'll talk about some of the cars that the editors at Consumer Guide have driven in recent times, and I'll also share with you personally about some of the vehicles that I've had here in the Auto World driveway. Telephone Wagyu reaches anywhere in North America, toll-free at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's stick with that one today, bob@autoworldradio.com. And by the way, when you get a chance, check out my website, autoworldradio.com, as well as check out North American Driver for my car reviews. That's one of the places that you can see my car reviews. They're kind of scattered around a couple of different entities, but that one is the primary one. So check it out, NorthAmericanDriver.com. Right now, let's go to Chicago and welcome one of our favorite guests. He is the publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. He is the one and only Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Bob?
Not too bad, thanks. There's nothing like a new car. You know, unfortunately, there are people listening to this broadcast right now that have never owned a new car. Sometimes it's by choice. Sometimes it isn't by choice. But I don't know about you. You know, ever since I was a little boy, I just always loved being around new cars.
Oh, absolutely. And I did what I could. I worked at dealerships. I worked at gas stations. Yeah, being around new cars was always a primary goal for me.
And certainly, you know, today there are more vehicles on the road here in the USA than we've ever seen before. And certainly the price of new vehicles has escalated significantly. But yet the automakers continue to have record years. 2016 was an amazing year, Tom, for sales for some very high brand, you know, high-end brands. BMW, I know, had a record year. Mercedes, I believe, had a record year as well. So there's money out there somewhere.
There is, although we have to start wondering about how much money is left. And I ask this question only because, and you've probably seen the same numbers I have, affordability is becoming an issue. The average new car transaction price on a new car now is pushing $35,000, $36,000. And what we're seeing is that the average new car loan is now comfortably over 60 months. And people are going 7 or 8 years on their loans now. And it's crazy because they can't turn them in then. So I think the pool of buyers shrinks as the prices rise. And yet, as you know, last year was a boffo year for the industry, 17.5 million cars sold in the United States. You'd think we'd be hitting a wall, but we don't seem to hit it.
Yeah, it's interesting, and you bring out a really good point with the loans escalating to lengthier terms, 7-8 year loans. I know of a situation right now where a person has a vehicle. It's not that old. It's only three, 4 years old, and they want to turn it in for a new vehicle, but unfortunately they owe more on their old vehicle than it's presently worth.
Yeah, that's a huge problem with long loans, is that you don't take equity in the car now until the fourth, fifth, or even sixth year, because your car depreciates faster than you accumulate any sort of equity, and it literally makes it impossible to buy a new car.
Yeah, it's something we'll talk about on further shows, but let's get behind the wheel and talk about some of the vehicles that I've been driving and you guys have been driving. For myself, this past week, I've been behind the wheel of the GS Lexus. I have not been behind the wheel of a GS Lexus for since I've been down here in Florida, but this is an interesting combination and a new combination. It's a 2-liter turbo in a pretty large size vehicle, but once again, it amazes me, Tom, how much the modern engineers are able to wring out of these small power plants.
Yeah, Lexus is sort of a newcomer to the small turbocharged engine, but they've embraced it with gusto. I have not driven the GS with the 2-liter turbo, but I have driven the small NX crossover, for example, and the RC Sport Coupe, and both of those work just fine with that engine. There's a lot of power, and the engine's very refined.
Yeah, I have enjoyed it. I'll have it for a few more days, but my experience so far has been quite positive, and, you know, it doesn't feel underpowered. The GS is a rear-wheel drive vehicle, which, of course, I prefer, and it's mine has got the F-Sport package on it, so they've got it configured for a sporty driver. Love the little digital turbo boost gauge. That's something you would never see years ago, but I'll be reporting on that really soon. But let's talk about a quick spin that you guys took in a 2017 Honda Civic, and in this particular configuration, it was the coupe variant. That's a vehicle I have not driven, and in touring form, and this is the CVT variant. Tell us a little bit about the experience at Consumer Guide with this quick spin in this Honda Civic.
Yeah, we drove a top-line model. That's the touring model, and like Toyota, Honda is embracing small turbos, although not quite as quickly, but the Civic is now available in higher-end trim models with a 1.5-liter turbocharged engine, and it's kind of a nice little engine. And the touring model that we tested, it came with a CVT, or continuously variable transmission, and it's quick, and the hatchback, I'm sorry, the coupe version, it seems to, and I can't get confirmation of this, but it seems like the suspension is buttoned down just a little bit more, because this car seems just a little bit sportier than other Civics I've driven. But the really great news was with the fuel economy we got with, I think we got three drivers through this test vehicle, and we averaged comfortably over 30 miles per gallon, which just, it seems like a great, almost painless way to get good mileage.
I like the styling. You've got a great picture of the vehicle that you guys drove, and it was done up in an interesting color. It's called Energy Green, and it's striking, and as a matter of fact, most of your editors like the look.
I think there's a lot of youth appeal to that color, and I think you're going to see a lot of buyers under 30 embrace it, but it's a great color, and it's fun to see what manufacturers are doing with color lately. It'll be interesting to see how this color catches on and what it does to resale value in years future.
It's amazing when you see what has happened to the Civic lineup over the years. Do you remember the original Honda Civics that were imported here into the North American marketplace? I mean, they were teeny tiny cars. And they were very low in content, almost laughable when I stop and think about, you know, as a kid looking back at some of those early Civics. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah. My wife actually drove a CVC when I met her back in the late 80s. It was a car that had been handed around her family. She was the last person who, I'd say be stuck with it, but it was actually a really reliable vehicle. And it was one of those cars that wouldn't die. It blew puffs of brown smoke. It was definitely getting close to retirement, but it served her family well, and I think they put 180,000 miles on it. Yeah, and it was extremely extremely low content and very loud inside, but it was also very reliable.
You guys recently had the opportunity to take out a Lexus that I have also driven in recent times. This is the Lexus RX, the crossover vehicle that started the crossover phenomenon is what it is now, but it was the hybrid variant, the 450H. When we come back on the other side, we'll get Consumer Guide's expert opinion on this vehicle. I'll throw in my 2 cents worth, and if you'd like to throw in your 2 cents worth, we'd love to hear from you. Andy is standing by at the phones at 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
For over 100 years, J.C. Whitney has offered everything automotive to car, truck, Jeep, and motorcycle enthusiasts, rebuilding, restoring, and maintaining their rides. In appreciation of Auto World bands around the country, J.C. Whitney is offering 20% off any purchase over $100. Use the code BOB20, BOB20, for any purchase over $100 through December 31st at jcwhitney.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and we're live all across North America on great radio stations, including the one you're listening to right now, as well as around the world via GCNlive.com. Tom Appel is with us, publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. As usual, Tom not only has some great editorial pieces up, but also some great looking back and humorous pieces, including a showcase of 10 luxury car ads from 1984. So I'm going to test your knowledge here. Let's do this. This to me is an easy question because it certainly is one of the most controversial models in this particular make's history. But who gave us the Cimarron back in 1984? Who made the Cimarron? Which car company? Whoever dials up with the answer at 855-660-4261 or sends me an email at bob@autoworldradio.com will get a cool prize from Warren Tracy. He's the owner. He's the main guy at the Busted Knuckle Garage. But right now, we'll go back to our test drives, and Andy will be taking your calls. So say hello to Andy when you call in. The Lexus 450 RX crossover in hybrid configuration. And as I mentioned, I had this vehicle a little while back, and certainly this is a vehicle that really kicked off what is now the hottest segment out there. Of course, this is a premium crossover segment, but Tom, as you pointed out earlier, you know, the smaller crossovers is where the action is these days, and certainly in the premium crossovers, lots of manufacturers have Lexus to thank for inventing this segment back in, I believe it was 98 or 99.
Yeah, it was introduced at the Chicago Auto Show, and I don't know that most of the media knew what to make of the car, what was a car-based SUV really going to be like. I mean, the word crossover was new to us at the time, but this vehicle and its companion, the Toyota Highlander, really changed the automotive landscape, and it's worth noting, as we had discussed crossovers, that Lincoln has just decided to kill the Lincoln MKZ, which means that the Lincoln lineup now has just one car, two crossovers and one SUV, so they have gone mostly crossover, and then we really do have Lexus to thank for these developments.
That's a very interesting move on the part of Lexus, but that's what I keep hearing from folks, and I keep hearing from industry officials is, you know, that sedan sales are way down here in 2016, 2017, and more and more people, traditional sedan buyers, are not going the sedan route.
No, they're really not, and it's interesting to see the way that the manufacturers are responding to this. We have, General Motors, Chevrolet has taken the Equinox and made it a little bit smaller. They've kept the Traverse large, and they're going to slot a vehicle between those two just to get one more vehicle in their lineup. And we're seeing this happen everywhere as customers are just getting away from sedans. It was last year that the Toyota RAV4 outsold the Camry a couple of months, which is something that would have been unthinkable a few years ago.
That's so true. Let's talk about this latest incarnation of the Lexus 450H. This is the RX. Styling-wise, again, it's got the spindle grille, as we're getting used to from the Lexus brand. I particularly like the greenhouse area of this car. I think it's striking the way that they've designed the glass portion of this vehicle, Tom. Give us your thoughts about the styling of this vehicle.
It grows on me. At first, yeah. It's not an easy vehicle to love, and our senior editor, Damon Bell, actually calls this design violent origami, which sort of applies because there's just a lot of hard edges and creases here, but it does, the look really grows on you. It's very aerodynamic. It's very sleek. But, yeah, it's fairly aggressive, but this is a very likable vehicle. The RX is probably the least sporty of all the midsize crossovers, and despite its aggressive looks, it's all about refinement. It is a very quiet vehicle. It is a very well-built vehicle. The interior just feels like there's a lot of craftsmanship involved. And to drive it, it's one of the most transparent hybrids that you can drive. If you're not looking for it, you will never know that this is a hybrid vehicle. It's just very smooth. And the best part about it is here it is. This is a smooth, powerful, mid-size luxury crossover. And it's good for a legitimate 30 mpg in our testing. You can brake 30 miles per gallon in a vehicle this big and this comfortable.
Again, it reminds me how far we've come in a relatively short span of time with hybrid technology, and Toyota, having been in a couple of Priuses recently, the Prime Prius as well as the Prius 4, certainly the best one by leaps and bounds. And this same system that was developed originally for the Prius is the same hybrid synergy drive that we see in all the Toyota and Lexus products. And in this Lexus RX 450H, like you say, if you didn't know it was a hybrid or weren't into vehicles, you would have no idea.
No, absolutely. It's funny, you can stair step that sort of transparency as if you've driven previous versions of the Toyota Prius. The first one was very clearly a hybrid vehicle, and you could feel the engine engaging and disengaging, and it got better with every passing generation. And then, that, as you mentioned, that technology is now line-wide at Toyota Lexus, and it's extremely refined now. This is definitely a high point for the technology.
You did a cool story over the past few days that I wanted to touch on, and that's a question that I get quite often here. Folks who are buying a vehicle, and quite often dealers are pushing extended warranties. It's always a little bit of a dilemma. Luckily, you know, more manufacturers have expanded beyond the 3-year, 36,000-mile range that was commonplace for decades. That was pretty much all vehicles across the board. But as you get into the more expensive vehicles, they become 4 years, 48,000 miles, 5 years, 60,000 miles. But there's no doubt about it. It's one of those dilemmas because as soon as your warranty runs out, it always seems to happen that that's when something goes wrong with your vehicle. And today, to repair a vehicle completely 100% out of your own pocket can be expensive.
It absolutely can be expensive. And the selling of the warranty is a very big profit center for a lot of dealerships. I don't know how many people know this, but you make a certain amount of money selling the car, and then the F&I guy, the finance and the insurance manager, the person you see to wrap up your transaction, that guy is charged with making additional money for the dealership. And one of the things that he can sell you is an extended warranty. And they make a lot of money. The dealer makes a lot of money off of selling these warranties. And the thing about it is that you think that it's very convenient to buy it at that time because you can just add it to the price of your car and roll it into your payments, and then you don't really feel the pain of it. But if you don't know if you're going to keep this car past the warranty period, you really shouldn't invest in the warranty. Additionally, something I like to say all the time is no one sells you a warranty that they think you need.
Very good, Tom. And I like the name of the writer on this one, guest author. When we come back on the other side, more with Tom Appel.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Tom Appelis with his publisher of Consumer Guide Automotive. And before we go any further, Tom, for those who have never logged on and checked out ConsumerGuide.com, why don't you tell folks about all the cool things that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, yeah, thank you. All our new car and used car reviews live at ConsumerGuide.com. Comprehensive reviews of every vehicle you might want to buy, new or used. And from there, you can link to the CG Daily Drive blog. That's where we try to have some fun with the news, and we go further in depth with our new car reviews as well. The blog is updated every day, so it's worth checking back. And yeah, we have some fun with the news there. We have a piece from the Chicago Auto Show where our editor Damon Bell checked out the interesting colors of the auto show. That's well worth checking out. Good photography.
Very good. Extremely well done. Let's talk about some other new vehicles. Haven't been anywhere near this one. Be very interested to check it out myself. The 2017 BMW X4 M40i. A lot of different numerals and designations there, but basically BMW continues to amp up their crossover family, and this is an M package car. It's not an M car, but nevertheless, it's certainly very well done, and certainly a little bit on the pricey side.
It is a little on the pricey side. pricey side, and it's one of those vehicles where you it forces you to ask the question, how many different crossovers can BMW offer to the public? In this case, the X4 is based on the X3, but it has what they call their coupe styling. So it's a four-door crossover, but with a more rakish roofline, and the big what you give up there is rear seat space, really. And as you mentioned, the M, it's not a full M variant. It's not an MX4 exactly, but it is a stepped-up version with improved ride and handling. I'm not improved ride, I'm sorry, but improved handling and more power from the 3-liter turbocharged 6. And in a nutshell, this vehicle is very expensive, but it is absolutely a blast to drive. It is as much fun as you would expect any BMW with an M designation in its name to drive. There's all sorts of great power. Surprisingly agile handling for something that you would consider to be a crossover, and really nicely crafted cabin. All sorts of fun to drive. Really enjoyed it.
The price is tested with $67,495, but for that you're getting a lot of cool stuff, and certainly this vehicle is going to have a very high resale value. Some people are a little bit perplexed by the styling on this vehicle, but I understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to kind of bridge that sedan and crossover marketplace with this, and I think in execution this does that pretty well.
Yeah, it has a lot of, it actually is very functional. It has a lot of wagon functionality. It's a little crowded for four adults, but if you were to fold the rear seats back, you have great room for the two front seat passengers and all sorts of cargo space. It'd be great for a vacation, going camping, something like that, because you have all this cargo space. It's weird, and you would be better off with the X3, which is more of a conventional crossover just from a functional utility point of view. But if you're looking for styling and something a little bit different, this is an interesting way to go.
Let's talk about a first spin. Rick Cotta, your man on the road, got the opportunity to check out the 2017 Jeep Compass. This is the first Jeep launch that I have missed in many, many, many years, but looking forward to get back out on the road there as soon as my health continues to improve. But this is an important vehicle for Jeep, and the previous Compass was a vehicle that had some good qualities, but it also had a number of qualities that kept a lot of buyers away. But it looks like they've done their job. When I look at the face of this vehicle, you know, I'm looking at a vehicle that resembles both the Grand Cherokee as well as the Plain Cherokee. It looks like it's a very well done vehicle, as you would expect from the Jeep brand. What were Rick's initial impressions of this vehicle?
Rick's impressions are generally favorable. I think this is the vehicle that appeals most to Rick, who's a very practical guy. It slots between the subcompact Renegade and between the midsize Cherokee in size, and this is quickly going to become Jeep's most important vehicle in that slot. The two vehicles it had there before, the old Compass and the Patriot, were based on ancient Mercedes Chrysler Daimler or Daimler Chrysler architecture, and really weren't up to snuff. Our guy Rick went on the road, drove it, and came back generally impressed. I think the least impressive element of this, according to Rick, was the Tiger Shark engine, which is a Chrysler engine that's been around a little too long. Recently named Tiger Shark to make it a little more interesting, but it's their old 2.4-liter four-cylinder engine. And while it has enough power, it's not the most refined mill on the planet. But the rest of the vehicle, very refined, and will probably do very well sales-wise in the U.S.
I would imagine so. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at 855-660-4261. Got the easy trivia question out there. Tom did a great piece about luxury print ads from 1984, and I just picked one of the luxury cars featured in one of these ads. I thought by now somebody would have gotten this one right, and it's simple. It's who gave us the Cimarron? That's right. Who gave us the Cimarron? on which brand of automobile manufacturer gave us the Cimarron. And I will try not to give it away because it's just right there at the tip of my tongue. But we'll continue to take your calls and emails, Bob, at AutoWorldRadio.com. Infiniti continues to mix things up with some new products, including you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2017 Infiniti Q50. This is a four-door sedan in red sport trim. Tell us a little bit about this sporty performance vehicle.
Yeah, the Q50 is Infiniti's compact sedan. Competes with the BMW 3 Series or the Lexus IS. And I think it's a vehicle that's been overlooked a little bit too much by people, but what fun this vehicle is. The Red Sport is a new addition for 2017. This is their new turbocharged 3-liter V6. It's available in 3-liter 300-horsepower form and in Red Sport 400-horsepower form. And this is a honey of an engine. I think a lot of people might be disappointed that Infiniti's old V6, which was available in originally 3-liter and then 3.5-liter form, is gone. And that was a great engine. But this turbocharged engine is a heck of a replacement. It's incredibly smooth, incredibly powerful, and works really well with the Infiniti 7-speed automatic. Nice car. Gets pricey in this trim level, but I don't know, worth a look. If you're shopping, if you are fortunate enough to be shopping in the luxury compact sedan market, I would recommend this one.
Yeah, I haven't driven it, but I would definitely concur with you, Tom. It looks like a very good package, and certainly the Infiniti folks continue to turn out some great products and surprising products if you haven't been in one for a while and you're in that particular segment shopping around. Don't forget about Infiniti. Go over and take a look at the local Infiniti dealer, 855-660-4261, who gave us the Cimarron back in 1984. And speaking of 1984, in this article that Tom did, very cool bit that you did. My favorite ad of the bunch here is for, you know, one of my dream vehicles, although I hear it's a real beast as far as trying to repair, but you got to love that Aston Martin Lagonda ad from 1984. I remember the first time seeing one of these in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts. And I know a guy out in California, Bo Bachman, from the family that owns all those dealerships, Bachman Ford and Jag and Range Rover and Land Rover and Aston Martin. I know he collects them. But when we come back, we'll talk about some of these cool ads and more test drives with Tom Appel around the corner.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have new sponsors. Nationwide AMSOIL distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of AMSOIL's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. These guys can answer all of your questions and ensure you get the best lubrication products for your cars, trucks, boats, or anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money can buy. Ensure you get the best results with the best advice. To contact George Douglas, go to oilhelp.com. That's oilhelp.com or call 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Watson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com or call 800-370-2986.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and used them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears, you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. All of a sudden, in the way.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. Let me remind you, as host of Auto World Radio, I want to give you some good news. I was digging this out here. We have some new sponsors nationwide. Ams Oil distributors George Douglas and Dan Watson have signed on. George and Dan are two of Ams Oil's largest distributors. George is an expert in aviation maintenance with over 35 years of lubrication experience. Dan is a certified lubrication specialist and a U.S. Navy nuclear propulsion specialist with over 25 years of lubrication experience. Both of these guys can answer every single one of your questions and ensure that you get the best lubrication products for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. It was in 1972 that AMSOIL pioneered the synthetic lubrication system for the auto world. AMSOIL provides the best lubrication money that you can buy. Ensure that you're getting the best, and ensure you're getting the best advice, because I know both of these guys, and they're really good guys. So you can call them up and just shoot the breeze, ask some questions. George Douglas, his website is oilhelp.com, oilhelp.com. Telephone number 800-887-6698. 800-887-6698. To contact Dan Wilson, go to thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-870-2986. Tom Appel is back with us from Consumer Guide. And before that hard network break there, we were talking about a gamut of things, including this wonderful article that you put together with some modern-day vehicles, which are no doubt destined to be future collectibles. Tell us a little bit more about putting this article together about 1984.
Yeah, 1984 is a big year for me. I was still pumping gas at the time, so in a fairly affluent area. So I used to see an interesting collection of cars that would roll through in those days, all cars I'd hoped I'd own someday, not one of which I've yet to purchase. So I'm not sure that any of that's going to happen, but I used to see a great collection of Mercedes and Jaguars and the occasional, not a lot of Cadillacs, strangely, a lot of Olds and Buicks pulled through there. But yeah, I put together an ad of at least 10. I've got 10 ads here of just great classic luxury cars from 1984, and I really love the art in some of these ads.
Sounds really beautiful. Absolutely. There's nothing like taking a look back at, like you've done here in 1974. What are some of your other favorites from that particular year, Tom?
Well, one of the cars that's here is the Mercedes-Benz 240D, and the gas station I worked at didn't pump diesel, but we did service those vehicles. So there's a couple of 240Ds and 300Ds as well that I would do the oil changes on, and I was always impressed by those cars for a couple of reasons. One was that they were phenomenally expensive relative to American vehicles, and they were called luxury cars, but if you looked at them, it was less that they were luxury and more that they were just incredibly well-built. You could just you'd close the door, and it sounded like a vault, and you'd look inside and everything looked like it would last through a nuclear apocalypse. But it wasn't plush. There wasn't deep piled carpet. There wasn't any sort of velour or anything like that. But there was the occasional wood trim, and everything was lined in metal, and it was just a very different take on luxury, and it just absolutely caught my attention.
Yeah, it definitely a different take from luxury, especially if you take into consideration the year 1984 and most Americans' perception of luxury. And certainly all these years later in 2017, some older buyers are still struggling with what is a luxury vehicle here in 2017 compared to a luxury vehicle of a decade or two or three ago. It has certainly changed significantly. So check out that, and also check out, I know this story was close to your heart because I know this is one of your favorite vehicles. It's a interesting offering from Volkswagen called the Corrado, and it wasn't around for that long, and you do a great historical piece on that.
Yeah, we listed all the content from our original 1993 review of the Corrado, which was the year that the car sort of changed in the eyes of an enthusiast. It had been launched with what they called their G-Ladder G60 engine, which was a 1.8-liter supercharged engine that no one was enthusiastic about. It liked to spin, but it developed no torque, and the car was hard to drive around town. But in 93, one of Volkswagen's first VR6 engines, which I think a lot of people will remember, the narrow-angle V6, was installed in the Corrado, and the vehicle was transformed. The motoring media loved the vehicle. Unfortunately, it was so expensive relative to other cars. This car is about $23,000 when you can get into a 5-liter Mustang for more like $15,000 or $16,000. But not a lot of them were sold, so now they're fairly collectible. But I never drove one myself, but by all accounts, they were an absolute delight to drive.
Yeah, I never had the pleasure of driving one either, but I've always heard good things about it, and this is a great story. Everybody check that one out. Another great story that you have up on the humorous side of the fence, in addition to what we've been talking about with the ads, is five forgotten Toyota models, and the vehicle that you've chosen to be the showcase vehicle is this van. I remember this van from 1984. They didn't sell a whole lot of them. It was a little awkward in appearance. When you look at the size of those wheels today, they look pretty tiny. But there are a number of forgotten Toyota models, and thanks, Tom, for pointing these out.
Anytime. And I love those vans. I love that Toyota named it simply Toyota Van. That was the name of the vehicle.
Didn't have to go through any kind of evaluation or any type of focus group. They just went plain and simple. But, yeah, let's take a look at some of those other forgotten Volkswagen, not Volkswagen, Toyota models. Let's take a look here. Yeah, the Venza. Oh, I remember this one well. Yeah. And this vehicle, when it first came out, was going to do gangbusters, but just never really caught on.
No, it was just like the Honda Crosstour, which was a wagon, a sort of a high roof wagon version of the Honda Accord. The Venza was that to the Camry, and the public just didn't buy it. They didn't latch onto it as if it was a crossover, and that was exactly the market they were going for. Somehow it looked too much like the car it was based on, and it was arguably not attractive.
The 1996 to 2000 RAV4 two-door variant, which you could get in either a soft-top variant or a hard-top variant. I was in a CRV recently, but RAV4 certainly falls into this category as well. It's remarkable how much these vehicles have grown in size since that era. When you think of a RAV4, you think of a relatively small car, or CRV, a relatively small car. Not so much anymore.
No, the current generation Toyota RAV4 is within inches in every dimension of the first Ford Explorer. That's how much crossovers have grown in the last 20 years.
Yeah, absolutely. Another forgotten vehicle. I bet you lots of folks won't remember this one from 92 to 97, the Paseo.
Yeah, Paseo was an interesting car, arguably attractive, but it was really just a sporty two-door version of the Tercel, and it had no drivetrain advantage. It just made use of a 1.5-liter engine, sort of an off-the-shelf Toyota engine, so it didn't offer any sort of driving excitement. It was basically all style. Good-looking, a little expensive compared to the Tercel, and predictably a slow seller.
Another vehicle definitely off the radar screen of most. It's funny, when I look at it, it reminds me of the Mazda, one of the Mazdas from that same era. 1981
yeah.
to 1984, the Toyota Starlet.
Yeah, one of Toyota's last economy car, rear drive cars. Small engine, very slow, but deadbolt reliable if you talk to anyone who owned one. And now they're fairly collectible because they are rear drive. They're fairly easy to modify and have some fun with.
Absolutely. Everybody check out all these great articles and look at those classic luxury car ads from 84. Check out the Aston Martin and the Jag and the Mercedes, and it will bring back some memories. And if you're not old enough, you can learn something. So check it out, consumerguide.com. Tom Appel, thank you, my friend. We'll do it again soon.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bob.
Whether you're moving your classic car to its new home, transporting your car collection, or selling a car at auction, McAllister's Auto Transport should be your first choice. Our enclosed trailers are custom designed to ensure your antique, exotic, classic, or daily driver is handled with the same attention to detail you provide. We have been committed to delivering excellence every day for over 72 years and would be happy to provide you with a quote. Call McAllister's today at 800-748-3160 or visit our website for more details.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theocarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.